Hey everyone, today I am in Poland in a beautiful spot with lots of nature and a lake. I want to tell you a trick today. So if you run a SaaS company and you're at that stage where, say, you need a professional CTO, CPO, head of product, one of these roles, one of these really, really tough to get leadership roles, people with plenty of experience, I don't know, running a startup, a scale up in those reputable track records. But you also know that a professional like that in the US costs, you know, $200,000 to $500,000 a year with probably no upper limit. That's crazy much for most bootstrap SaaS companies, you know, even past product market fit, whatnot. That's just a lot. And so the trick here is to distribute the responsibilities of these roles to people you might already have and only get support for the really high-level parts of the job that require a lot of experience. Before I get into that, I just want to quickly mention that at Trust Growing, we help SaaS companies build productive remote development teams by doing three things. So number one, we recruit local or remote developers and other product roles, or match you to tried and trusted software houses. Number two, we give access to top-notch fractional CTOs and CPOs. And number three, we analyze the development setup and process and structure and team of a client and give advice on how to restructure that to become more productive. And we've done that for over 300 companies since 2016. And if you're interested in one-on-one advice, feel free to book a call with me using the link in the description. So let's get back to our topic and let's break down these roles into what they're actually doing. The CTO, or as I just like to call them, the tech lead at your company, because there might be various titles or whatnot. Their job really at a SaaS company, past product market fit, just growing, is to define the coding standards, build, own, manage the infrastructure and the DevOps, do code reviews, define the architecture, answer questions from developers, maybe coach more junior team members, and of course, interview and vet new candidates that you want to hire. That role can be split up into a lead developer who does most of this, and then an actual experienced fractional CTO, somebody who's been in the transitions and has a bit more of the business side and knows how to piece things together from a high level for a bit of initial consulting, maybe set up a few of the more complex things, and then just ongoing coaching of that lead developer and maybe you, and support that process. And likewise for the CPO or head of product, just the product lead within your company, what they do is define what needs to be built and in which order through, you know, your mission, vision, customer feedback. The output of that is the roadmap. So work with a designer and others to define upcoming work, which is a documentation, and then on a high level, create a development process and maybe manage the day-to-day delivery. And that can really be split up into a good UI UX designer, a project manager, if you have more than just a few developers, maybe starting from three, right? And a fractional CPO or fractional head of product for that initial consulting, help on prioritization, help on defining the roadmap and things like that, and on coaching the project manager or the UI UX designer on how to do their part of that job. So while that fractional CTO or CPO is still going to be quite expensive, you know, we're talking about $200 to $400 an hour, but the key here is that you can get away with as little as 1 hour per week. So what's that even in the absolute high end for top people? That's, you know, $400 a week, that's $1,600 a month. And so that really doesn't come even close to $200K a year, especially since you're distributing the rest of that role to people you already have, or at least need anyway, right? So the remaining roles are just much less expensive, especially if you hire abroad. And the key here is that, yeah, you just need those roles anyway. And then you have a CTO, you still need a lead developer, you have a CPO, you still need someone leading the product team or doing UI UX design. So that just doesn't change. And so you can just leverage who you already have and bring in highly, highly specialized and talented knowledge where you need it. And yet, you know, is an in-house, full-time, local, experienced head of product or CTO better? Yeah, no, absolutely. No questions, right? I'm not trying to argue that a fractional CTO or CPO can be even better than a local person. Of course not. But they come pretty darn close and they don't cost you $200K to $500K a year. If you have any questions, let me know in the comments below. And if you want to talk to us, just book a call. Looking forward to talk to you.